This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, August 4th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Trump mulls tariff rebate, fires BLS commissioner. Senate okays FY26 funding bill. Here's an editor's note. Daybreak will not be published the week of August the 11th. Trump still weighing tariff rebate. President Donald Trump says he is open to redistributing tariff profits to the public through a tariff rebate. That's an idea that Missouri GOP Senator Josh Hawley has proposed. A lot of people would like to see us do sort of a dividend to the people of our country, Trump told reporters at the White House on Friday. It's something I'd consider. I want to pay off debt, but there is a possibility I do a dividend. Trump had initially floated the idea ahead of his Scotland visit at the end of last month, shortly after Hawley introduced a Senate bill that would deliver $600 rebates to Americans. But the bill already has some opposition from the Senate's fiscal conservatives. Semaphore reported, and the idea is sure to find plenty more in the House Freedom Caucus. Why it matters? Well, during Trump's first term, more than 90% of the tariff receipts went to farmers to offset export losses, according to the Council on Foreign Relations. This came in the form of $28 billion to offset lost exports, plus $33 billion during the pandemic in 2020. Senate makes progress on FY26 appropriations. The Senate has agreed on a bipartisan fiscal 2026 spending bill for USDA and FDA. That's something of a milestone given how few appropriation bills in the Senate have moved in recent years and how polarized the Senate has become. But the new fiscal year starts in less than 2 months, and lawmakers still have a long way to go to finish their FY26 bills. That's going to be an especially tall order, given White House plans to cancel more congressionally authorized spending, a prospect that has angered Democrats. The FY26 Agriculture Appropriation Bill, which the Senate approved 87-9 on Friday, would provide $27.1 billion for discretionary spending accounts at USDA and FDA, up from $26.3 billion for FY25. Now, the totals don't include funding for mandatory programs, which include the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, school meals, crop insurance, and commodity programs. Lindbergh gets confirmed. Before breaking for its August recess, the Senate confirmed the nomination of Luke Lindbergh to be USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs. Lindbergh, whose nomination was approved 77-18, served as Chief of Staff of the Export-Import Bank during the first Trump administration. Since then, he has been a senior fellow with the Trump-aligned America First Policy Institute, co-founded by Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, and is president and CEO of the South Dakota Trade, which assists businesses in the state with trade issues. Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota is Lindbergh's father-in-law. Take note, the Senate on Friday confirmed Brian Nesvick as the new director of the Fish and Wildlife Service in a vote of 54-43. Nesvick previously served as director of Wyoming's Game and Fish Department. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Trump fires head of Bureau of Labor Statistics. Trump took swift action on Friday after a disappointing jobs report. He fired the messenger Erica McIntyre, the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The president alleged BLS has made mistakes in previous reports that then needed to be corrected and had overstated job growth during the Biden administration in an attempt to aid Kamala Harris' campaign. We need accurate jobs numbers, Trump said on Truth Social, his social media platform. I have directed my team to fire this Biden political appointee immediately. She will be replaced with someone much more competent and qualified. BLS routinely goes back and adjusts numbers from previous monthly reports based on new data, Trump's former statistics chief said in an interview on CNN State of the Union. The commissioner doesn't do anything to collect the numbers, he said. The commissioner doesn't see the numbers until Wednesday before they're published, he added. By the time the commissioner sees the numbers, they're all prepared. In addition to job numbers, BLS also prepares the Consumer Price Index, which tracks the cost of groceries. Klobuchar and Hovind revive effort to boost rural exports. Senate Agriculture Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Senator John Hovind of North Dakota have reintroduced legislation to spur rural exports to foreign markets. The Promoting Rural Exports Act would create a new national rural export center with up to 9 regional centers across the country to share research and analysis to benefit rural exports. The proposal is modeled on an existing rural export center in Fargo. The Fargo-based center developed a successful model that is being replicated across the country, Hovind said in a statement on Friday. Our legislation would ensure they continue to lead the way in expanding rural export opportunities and establish better coordination across similar efforts at the Department of Commerce. Livestock groups urge speedy start to new sterile fly facility. Some 178 state and national livestock groups on Friday asked Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins to, quote, immediately secure full federal funding for the planned construction of a domestic sterile New World screwworm fly production facility in Texas to prevent future outbreaks. In a letter, the groups warned that producers across the nation are growing increasingly concerned about potential outbreaks as the screwworm moves through Mexico, moving to the north. If the pest were to reach the U.S., the group suggests national livestock losses could exceed $4.3 billion annually, with total economic damages surpassing $10.6 billion. Losses to the nation's wildlife and livestock are not hypothetical, the letter warns. They are real and they are preventable. Groups that signed on include the American Farm Bureau Federation, the Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies, and the National Cattlemen and Beef Association. Here's today's final word. Studies show that BLS is doing a better job now than they did 20 and 30 years ago. I don't think there's any grounds at all for this firing. That's the word of Bill Beach, Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics during the first Trump administration. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, August 4th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Malik.